Hello, it's Donna Waring here, Rapunzel 71. I'd just like to contribute to Mike Allen's discussion on overdrive. I'm really pleased, Mike, that you've got some positive things to say about it. And I think in principle that I agree with most of it. However, one point I'd like to make is you've said one crucial thing. You've got some vision. For somebody who is totally blind using JAWS, I can only speak about that because I haven't tried with the iPhone or the USB version. But it's usable, but the website itself is nowhere near up to RNIB's usual standard. The Bookstream Book Club, which I was part of, the website was fantastic and it had been designed specifically with visually impaired people, totally blind and partially sighted, in mind. There were heading levels for the books. You could go into forms mode in JAWS and, you know, write in the search boxes. Graphics were labelled correctly and it's, you know, it was absolutely fine. What I found with this one is there are many parts in it where it just says graphic navigation, graphic this, graphic that, and it's just simply incorrect labeling of graphics. I'm not a particularly able person at writing websites and things, but you know, they just haven't been alt-tagged correctly, basically. And I think the reason for this is that RNIB have been relying on Overdrive to do a lot of the work for them. So what I've found is that graphics have not been labelled properly. If you try and write in the search box, the first search box that comes up as a JAWS user, you go to the search box, and then if you've got auto forms mode on, you ought to be able to write in that box. However, the only way you can get that to come up so that you can actually write in it is to hit the submit search button, then arrow up, and then write in it. It's not been properly configured so that a JAWS user can actually write in the box straight from scratch. Which I thought was quite poor. And when you get to the search results, the books haven't got any headings, so you literally have to tab through all the information about the books before you can get to the next one. There's no quick way of doing it. And I've sent these comments in to Clive Gardner. I'm afraid to say I never even got a response. What I said to him was I didn't think that this service should have been launched until these website issues were cleared up and that the website was completely accessible. I don't think, I'm saying we, generally speaking, as the RNIB, although I'm not part of it, I'm a member. I don't think we, as the, you know, the RNIB, should be going round telling other companies how to produce accessible websites if we haven't got it right ourselves. The principle of Overdrive is absolutely great. As Mike says, you can, you know, on the go, you can download it to a player, you can do different stuff, you know. That's all really good, and not all the stuff has been put on there yet, obviously. There's still quite a lot of the catalogue that isn't on there. So I think the principle of it is fab. But I'm really disappointed that the website has not been made more accessible before the product was launched, I think is a good way of summarising my views on it. As I say, I think it's hypocritical. You know, they can't send web accessibility consultants out telling people how to design websites correctly for blind people if they haven't got it right themselves. I put this very politely to Clive Gardner in a business-like manner in an email. And as I say, I've had no response at all. So there we are.